Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever one it may be. Thank you for joining another coaching moment with Coach G. Listen, I've been really, really seeing a lot of people dealing with the spirit of offense, and I know what that looks like. I suffered from offense for a very long time. Offense changes who you are. It changes the way you hear things. It changes the way you see things. It changes a lot of things about you that you really don't even know. And if someone was to ask you, are you offended, you would probably say no. But if something is being corrected or someone is trying to give you some advice, offense will rise up and say you don't need it. Offense will rise up and say, who do you think you are? Or why do you feel like you can talk to me? Or why do you feel like you can give me some advice? I'm not telling you something I don't know. This thing I dealt with for a very long time in my life, you know, especially dealing with it in my marriage when my wife was trying to help me, but I was hearing things from a totally different perspective. She was saying something that would literally help me, but I couldn't receive it because I was dealing with a spirit of offense. But listen, the spirit of offense came in when I was little. It came in when I was little. The spirit of rejection opened the door for a spirit of offense, being offended by not being able to live with my parents, being offended that I didn't have a good relationship with my father. A lot of different things that were happening in my allowed the spirit of offense to come in, and then I grew up with it. You know, then people couldn't tell me what to do. I was stubborn, because the spirit of offense will make you stubborn. Spirit of offense will make you, you know, be prideful. So I'm just giving you some things that you could actually look at to see if it fits you, because we're trying to break the spirit. We're overcoming the spirit of offense today. Today is the day that you again set free from the spirit of offense. In Proverbs 19 and 11, it says, good sense makes a man restrain his anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression or an offense. I didn't know anything about that scripture, but it says good sense. So when you're operating in the spirit of offense, that means you're not operating in good sense, because good sense makes a man restrain from his anger. Have you ever been angry and you weren't able to restrain yourself? You weren't able to come out of it? It's because you have been offended. You have felt like somebody has done something to you and you have a right to do what you're doing. But God is always trying to do the opposite. He is trying to have you to have self-control. So if you are not a disciplined person, and at the time I wasn't a disciplined person, so I can see how a spirit of offense stayed so long. I can see how it affected my life because of my discipline level and my obedience level to God, or even to his word, that I wasn't applying the word. And so this is Proverbs 19 and 11 says, a good sense makes a man restrain his anger. Good sense. I can remember when I wasn't not understanding my wife's perspective. I can only see my perspective. I was only dealing with my perspective. It was a me, myself, and I type of thing. It was a selfish thing that you don't pay attention to other people's perspective, like there is no other perspective but yours. And so being in that place, I became stubborn. And so every time she opened her mouth and said something to me, or anybody, it wasn't even her. I literally had to go back to my college coach and apologize to him, because I was offended by something he said when I first got to the school, and I held it against him for the whole time that I was there. So I literally had to go back and apologize to him, because he was actually trying to teach me how to be a man. It wasn't about a football player. He was trying to teach me how to be a man once I walked off of the football field, but I didn't see that. spirit of offense make you not see things. It puts scales over your eyes that you don't even see your faults. You don't even see the things that are happening and the other side of a perspective. You don't see it. So today I pray that this enlightens you. It shines a light on an area in your life that if you've been offended, if someone offended you, it says in Proverbs 19 and 11, it says, good sense makes a man restrain his anger, but it is his glory. Check this out now. But you say, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression or offense. It's God, it's glory. Listen, did y'all catch that? It's glory to overlook a transgression or offense. If somebody offends you and you overlook it, man, come on. We got better things to be doing than to hold on to a grudge, hold on and be bitter, hold on to a transgression, hold on to an offense. That's what the world does. But it's our time to come out of that place. It's our time to look different. It's our time. It's our time. So yes, people do things to you. People gonna do things to you. Can you overlook it? Can you overlook it? That's my question to you. Can you overlook it? This is a coaching moment. People are going to do something to you. The enemy is going to use anybody to distract you, but can you overlook it? Because it says good sense. Now, I'm talking about good sense. I ain't talking about half sense or no sense. I'm talking about good sense makes a man restrain his anger. I'm not getting mad at somebody's ridiculousness. I'm not going to get mad at somebody if they have an opinion about something. That's your opinion. You can have your opinion, but that don't mean that I'm going to be angry about your opinion. That don't mean that I'm going to hold a grudge. That don't mean that I'm just going to go into anger mode. Man, I overlooked that. I got other things to be doing. I'm telling you, that is my mechanism now. I overlook that stuff. I know what the spirit of offense like. I had that, man, a spirit of offense grew up with me. And it took me a long time for the scales to be removed off of my eyes. It took me a long time to actually see someone else's perspective in how things are being done. I'm praying that the scales are being removed today. I'm praying that the day that it makes sense to you, that you literally are restraining from your anger and understand that it's glory to overlook. Can y'all catch that part? Can y'all catch that part? It says, it is his glory to overlook a transgression or offense. I don't know if y'all caught that part. I'm telling y'all, put your hands up and catch it. And catch it. This ain't a fastball, man. We throwing underhand pitches. Catch this ball. Catch this. Because too many people are bound by the spirit of offense. Too many people are holding grudges for something that could be easily overlooked. The world tells you, oh, you don't overlook that. The devil is a liar. It's his glory to overlook. It's his glory to overlook a transgression or an offense. It says, I keep giving y'all the scripture because I want y'all, if y'all dealing with the spirit of offense right now, y'all dealing with a transgression, I'm telling you, go to this scripture, Proverbs 19:11. It says, good sense makes a man. Look at it, good sense. So if you holding on to this grudge and you've been holding on to this thing for a long time, it don't make sense. Sorry, it don't make sense. Because the Bible says, good sense makes a man restrain his anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression or an offense. I'm just reading what the Bible says. I'm just reading what the Bible says, because this is a coaching moment. It's time for you to let go of that offense. It's time for you to restrain from being angry at that person. It's time for you to just let that go. Okay? Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. It don't belong to you. Let it go. Detach yourself from it. Let it go. Renounce the words that you said in the spirit of offense. Being angry. Why you was angry. Let it go. So I'm declaring that you declare over yourself good sense. That you got good sense. You got good sense. and you know how to restrain from your anger. So I want you to eat this scripture. I want you to meditate on this scripture today. I want this scripture to be just all over you today. Like, for real, all over you today. Because I'm telling you, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I'm telling you right now, let it go. Father God, I just thank you right now, Father God, for us detaching from the spirit of offense. I thank you, Father God, the spirit of offense is no longer, anger is no longer a part of us. It is no longer, Father, we forgive anybody that is that has hurt us or offended us or made us angry, Father God. We ask for times that we have spoke out of anger. Father God, spoke out of offense now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that have purified us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that have washed away our sins, Father God, as far as the east is from the west. You have made us whiter than snow today, Father God. We are thank you, Father God, that we are walking around with good sense. We understand how to refrain from anger. We understand that it's our glory, Father God, to overlook a transgression, to overlook offense now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for the strength to overlook. I thank you for the strength to overlook. I thank you for the wisdom to overlook, Father God. Oh, I thank you for the wisdom to pray for one another. I thank you, Father God, to pray for the ones that have offended us, to pray for the ones that have made us angry, Father God. Oh, I thank you that we're able to do something new. We're able to do something different now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you and I praise you. Oh, I thank you and I praise you, Father. Oh, for delivering me from the spirit of offense. I thank you, Father God, that you're giving me a clear mind. You're giving me an understanding of a clear perspective, Father God. As I put on my spiritual glasses, Father God, I see clearly now. I can understand clearly now, Father God. I can see, Father God, the things that I missed, Father God, because I was offended, because I was seeing through the spirit of offense. I was hearing through the spirit of offense. But Father God, I no longer are detached, or I'm no longer connected to the spirit of offense. So now, Father, I can hear differently. I can see differently, Father God. So now I can respond differently. So I thank you right now, Father. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father, that I can overlook anybody that tries to offend me, anybody that tries to make me angry, anybody that transgress against me. So I thank you, Father, that we are delivered from the spirit of offense. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for setting your children free. I thank you that we're moving into a new day, that because we have renounced the spirit of offense, because we have renounced the anger, Father, we can live a productive life, that we're no longer bound. We're no longer caging ourselves up. We're no longer putting ourselves in bars. We're no longer operating in a strong city. So, Father, we pull down the strong city of offense now in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for your word says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So I thank you, Father God, that we are free today of offense. We're free today to live a productive life in your name. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So, Father, I'm tapping into my greater today to walk out of all forms of offense. I forgive anybody that has offended me, and I ask for forgiveness for anybody that I have offended. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. All right, y'all, that was a coaching moment. This is the time where we got to get set free. I pray that this thing encourages you, it pushes you. I pray that this scripture enlightens itself into you. Listen, I don't care. Get every kind of version of it and read it so it can really and truly manifest in your life, because I don't want you to be suffering from the spirit of offense. I don't want you to be suffering and going over this stuff over and over again. Today is the day you have been set free. So walk in your freedom today, all right?
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies, with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.